afternoon. I work with Noël Richard, Anne-Sophie Capellese and Christine Fernandez at the laboratory of signal, image and communication at Poitiers in France. And I present my work on the fractal estimator, a validation criterion for the color mathematical morphology. So to begin, what's the mathematical morphology? So it's a mathematical tool based on a lattice theory. So all the values must be ordered. And the main problem is how to order the values in a color space or a vector space. In the literature, you can find a lot of color spaces and a lot of vectorial order. And for example, you can find 50 references in the paper of Abtula, published in 2007. Each method have advantages and disadvantages. For example, the lexicographical ordering is perceptually nonlinear. And in spite of all these methods, they are not existing of choice criteria or validation criteria. In addition, we construct a new ordering based on perceptual distance in the CIELAB space. And this method is called the convergence color mathematical morphology. And this construct with two convergence points, one for the dilation and one for the erosion. So the search color, the maximum or the minimum color, is expressed as the intersection of ellipsoid defined by this point. So as there are no criteria to compare this lot of method, we search some criteria. The first criteria is the duality property. It's a property based on a theoretical property for the two basis approach operators in morphology, mathematical morphology. The second is the ordering test. It's a statistical test criterion based on the ordering performance. The third criterion is the convergence speed. Is a computation time performance criterion, and the last one is the fractal measure. Is an accuracy criterion for multi-iteration analysis on known texture. So the duality is true when the image obtained by the first way is the same obtained by the second way, and to obtain the second image, the color complementary definition must be defined. And the main problem is that for the great majority of approach, this definition is not have not perceptual sense or physical sense. The second, the ordering test, we published this work in Grade C, and this work is a statistical test. We generate a lot of color gradients in different color space, and we test the reorder with different color mathematical morphology method, and the result depending on the ordering chain and the color list is true or not. And this test could be used to compare color distance function. So the third is the convergence speed. So this criterion is important in a multi-iteration process because as a texture analysis, for example, more the algorithm is fastly, more the results are concentrated in a small part of the curve. But this result depends on the spatial and color organization of the image. So at this step, this criterion is not discriminant. The last one is the fractal measure. So it's to test the accuracy of fractal dimension estimation. This tool is cited by Sarah as an application of mathematical morphology. We use the Bulligan-Minkowski approach, who compute volume, V epsilon. This volume is compute between the lower and the upper surfaces, and these surfaces are compute with the dilation and erosion operators with a non-flat structuring element. And the fractal dimension is depending of the volume compute. To compare method, we compute a fractal images database. We use the color midpoint displacement algorithm. The texture of images are depending of the H coefficient. H is the Hausdorff dimension. More H is small, more the texture is complex, and vice versa. So here you can see results for three methods, the Hanbury method, Lopez method, and our method. So the blue curve is the mean of result with a standard deviation. The black curve is a linear regression, and the red curve is the ideal result. And in table, you can find four parameters, the linear regression coefficient, the correlation coefficient, the equation of the linear regression, and dy, who is the maximum of the standard deviation, and we compare it with the slope of the linear regression curve to test if images, the separability of images depending of the fractal dimension. So with this result, we can say that Lopez method is better, but with a small advantage. So, to conclude, this criterion, the interest of this criterion is it's a multi-iteration behavior, and it's linked to the feature accuracy, for example, for the texture analysis. The limits, there are several generators, so which one can we use? Because no one is validated in color domain, and each generator induces biases. So for the result, each method have a good behavior. Lopez method is better, but with a small advantage. But fractal generator works in RGB space, so method in RGB or HLA space are advantaged, and some biases are induced to compute in a CIE-LAB space for our method. In this table, it's the result for the four criteria. So for the duality, all the methods, it's okay, but the definition of the color complementary have no physical or perceptual senses. For the ordering test, the usual method have a best result for HLA color space, but this space is not a display or compute space. And our method is best for RGB and CIE-LAB color space. For the convergence speed, it depends of the color and spatial organization, so it's not discriminant at this step. And for the fractal dimension, all methods have a good behavior. So at this stage, we can say this that our method is best with these four criteria. But this criterion have two main limits. The first is that the usual approaches could not use the non-flat structuring element. So our method is applied with a flat structuring element. So it's not in concordance with Bulligan, Minkowski measure, and induce a lack of accuracy. Here you can find a result with the use of non-flat structuring element, and you can see that our method is more linear. And in this table, you can see that for the four criteria, our method with the non-flat structuring element gives the best result for three parameters. So with the use of a non-flat structuring element, there is a accuracy enhancement and a best result for our method. And it's a proof of the non-flat structuring element interest. The second limit of a method is the computation of the color volume, because it's a color volume. And actually, the color volume is computed as the sum of the delta E distance between the lower and the upper surfaces. So it's induced a lack of accuracy, because the color in five dimensions. So we developed the computation of volume in five dimensions. So the last conclusion is the abundance of color space and a lot of vector ordering allow a quasi-infinity method. And there are more than 50 different proposal to express a color order, but there was no choice criteria. So we propose some criteria based on the theoretical property, validation, and on the computation efficiency. And in this work, we focus on a criterion based on the accuracy among the scale, the fractal dimension computation, and these three approaches respect this criterion, but it exists some improvements to finish the evaluation. So, in perspective, there are three improvements of the algorithm. The first is the use of a non-flat structuring element, so it's in course. And we see that there is an improve the accuracy for the texture analysis, and it's a proof of the interest of the use of non-flat structuring element for the color mathematical morphology. The second improvement is the construction of fractal images database in different color space, as the CIELAB or HLA space, because the RGB to CIELAB conversion produces some rounding error with non-linearity. And the last one is the computation of volume in five dimensions, because there are two dimensions for spatial, but three dimensions for color. The second perspective is the extension to multispectral images, the existing first result. And an application for this method is the color texture analysis as the skin or the dermatological images. So thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much, Audrey. Do we have questions for Audrey?
You have better result with non-flat structuring element. Yeah. What kind of non-flat structuring element do you take?
Yeah, so our method have two convergence points, one for the dilation and one for the erosion. And here you can see A is a color set, B is a non-flat structuring element, and the new color is compute. J'ai pas de laser. So Here you have the initial color, and to compute the new color, you move the new color in the direction of the convergence point with a norm that you find in the structuring element.
Okay, thank you. More question? Nope. Well, let's thank the speaker again.